Affect me.
Affect you.
Yeah, affect me.
Affect you.
Affect me.
Affect me. Okay. The corpses in the poltergeist, the pool scene.
The what?
The poltergeist? Poltergeist?
The corpses?
Yeah. In the rainy poltergeist pool scene were real skeletons.
Real skeletons?
Yeah.
Humans?
Yeah.
No.
Picture.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched all of the poltergeist, I don't think. I don't believe I have.
The new one or
the old one? The old one.
I like the old one.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know. Do you want another fact?
No.
Okay.
To another Weekend Chubby. I'm your curator, C.M. Morrison, and with me, as always, is...
Daniella!
And, yeah, we're back.
We're back.
We had a little hiatus.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, I've got a phone call.
Ooh, phone call.
Well, this will be fun. I'll put it on speaker. Hello, Josh.
G'day, buddy, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you? Yeah,
excellent. Hey, look, I'm just quickly, mate, I'm just digging out the blender. I've got two possible options.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Okay.
I've got like a sort of a more simple Breville one that I can give you and hang on to forever.
Oh.
I have a more sophisticated, quite expensive, good quality one that you can borrow. We've got a even better one that was given to us that we had an issue with, but it seems to be working now.
Okay.
Gives up the ghost, which might need to take the other one back.
I'd be happy with the Breville, mate.
Yeah. Just the only thing with the Breville is I think it's only got one attachment. It's just meant to do, you know, you just press the button to do different things like mix and chop and blend and liquefy and all that stuff.
Yeah, I just really need, if I can liquefy with that, that's basically all
yeah.
I need.
Oh, yeah, and that's what primarily it does really, really well. It does liquefy very well. It'll do the chop stuff, but you just have to be careful not to, because it's actually quite powerful. You just got to do small blitzing stuff if you want it chopped.
Ooh,
power. Because it just uses the same blades and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, look, you know what, I'm a man of simple needs. I think that would be suffice for me, mate.
Right, cool. Well, look, I'll give you the try. If you find you need something a little more sophisticated, we've got something here. It's only going to be on loan, pending our other one working every time we need it, that's all.
I don't think I'm worthy of any real sophistication there, Josh, but,
sophisticated to be like, you know, chopping, grating blades. The other one is like a full-on, proper, you know, $500 Kenwoody sort of dealio or something, you know, that sort of, you can do all the other bits and pieces that you want to do with all the attachments and things, you know.
All right, so good. Let's just, I'll just see how I go with the Breville, and I guess, you know, if the other one's up for option later, I'll do something. Let you know.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's the one.
So at the moment, our other one, other thing that we've got we can find, so you'd be able to use this. If this one's not sufficient, the first one that you've got for free is not suffice.
Well, I'm just really, honestly, all I'm doing is making green smoothies, you know, with my health kick. I'm on the green smoothie train again, so, yeah. Yeah, that would be very helpful, sir.
If I'm done, all right, well, I'll bring that around.
Fantastic. All right, and when will we see you?
Yeah, I'm leaving nothing there.
Okay, fantastic.
Cool.
All right, I'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Awesome.
Guest appearance by my good mate of umpteen years, Josh. He doesn't know that I've recorded him into this.
So
that's all right. He won't mind, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, what were we talking about? Our hiatus.
Yes.
Yeah, so as happens, life gets in the way.
Yeah.
We did have an October plan and schedule, and if you follow along, you would have noticed that it quickly got pulled down. Yeah, just life gets in the way.
Stuff
so we're both sorting through our own stuff,
yep.
And we've worked out that we can probably commit to a few shows for the meantime. So weekend chubbly.
Chubbly.
Maybe I should have called it that. Chubbly. I'm feeling very chubbly. Weekend chubbly will be back except for next weekend. I'm away. Raw will revisit. It may be not as frequent show, but it'll just come when it comes. And then still planning on doing a movie commentary for Halloween. It'll probably only just be one, not two, but who knows, we'll see. And I'm not planning on doing a What You Asked For show.
Yeah.
Which seems a bit weird, the titular show. We're not planning on doing this month.
You never know.
Just because we're looking to just do easy shows with very little preparation.
Yep.
So that's where we're at. We're still going ahead. What You Asked For is still going to be around, hopefully for a very long time. There will be a schedule going up shortly, probably sometime today. And you'll see it'll be a lot less than what it was. But that's fine. We're still around, and hopefully, you know, later in the year. I say later in the year, there's not much left
of the year.
We're in October now. You may see more of us. But I am sort of hoping to bring back some of the older shows that have been on extra hiatus anyway. So yeah. The run recordings, I'm trying to get John back for that. Also got someone lined up for a What You Ask For extra interview, so hopefully that comes through. But like all good plans, you know, they may not come to fruition just as soon as one would like. But anyway, that's where we're at. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, I think you said it all.
All right. Well, let's get into this. So, the week in Chubby, we normally start the show with talking about what we learnt this week. And we've been away for a few weeks, or a couple of weeks, 2 weeks-ish?
Yeah, 2 weeks-ish.
So, what have you learnt the last 2 weeks, Danielle?
The last 2 weeks, I have learnt that the tube that I got put in my belly likes to blow fat-ass chunks out.
Right, because now the last time we talked to you was on the last weekend, Chubby.
Yes.
Which I listened back to most recently. And we talked to you via the phone.
That's right.
And you had just got it done. So tell us about that. Tell us the journey from there to here.
It's really strange. I don't know. It's like having this extra piece of your body kind of like a dick, it feels, because it just hangs there.
Right, okay.
So it's like this tube that just hangs out of my belly.
That's pretty much how dicks work, yeah.
Yeah. Just hang and like when I need to empty what's in my stomach, I literally just go to the toilet and pop it open and it just goes.
Sounds like a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I spoke about how things change colour that I learnt.
Yeah.
Depending on what I eat and drink, things change colour.
So have you mixed any new gnarly colours?
Yeah,
recently?
I got like a purple.
How'd you do that?
I drank purple Gatorade.
Oh, well, that would do it.
Yeah. I tried to do like a blue Gatorade and red Gatorade, but that just went weird for some reason. So I just did straight purple and that was good. That was cool.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've also learned that if I eat peas and corn, they come out whole through my tube, which is weird as.
Have you been tempted to put it back in your mouth? Just the taste.
I thought about it, but then I was like, it's kind of gross.
Yeah, but you got to do it. I would. I'd totally do it.
Well, you can empty. Well, this is the other thing I also learned.
You'd never starve.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
Just recycle. But I wonder how many goes of that you'd get. Because apparently, I think according to Bear Grylls, you can live off your wee six times. You can drink, piss, six times, but apparently after the seventh, no good.
Okay.
So I wonder, with the food, how many shots you get?
This is what I was going to say. Like, I learnt that with children mostly that have this procedure done, that when you empty just stomach acid.
Oh, they're so re-eating their food. Especially if it's like ice cream or something.
No, but the yellow stomach acid, they actually put that back into a feed and refeed into their children, parents do. to give them back all their nutrients and all this bullshit. And I'm like, I ain't doing that. I ain't drinking my stomach bile.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do that for kids, but I haven't heard of many adults having it done. So
clearly you don't need that.
Well, at this stage, no.
Right.
As long as I can absorb enough nutrients.
Yeah. So what are you eating now? What's the...
I have graduated from a liquid diet to a... Well, I tried solids, that it's not going too well, so I have to go back to like a puree.
You blocked your tube.
I did block my tube. They're not sure what blocked it really. But
isn't it? Because you
were. I think it was potatoes.
Yeah, you were here the other day, and
yeah,
I thought you said it was the potatoes that blocked it.
That's what I figured, and because that's the only thing I really had eaten.
Yeah. So you didn't see like what was blocking it when they?
No, because I was laying down when she was. Fiddling, the nurse specialist was fiddling with it, and she's like, "Oh, it's blocked," and just literally forced a shitload of water through it to unblock it, which I was scared to do because I didn't want to explode.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Yeah, so that's what I learned.
So it's quite sturdy then.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I've yanked on it by accident.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it gets caught in my jeans and things, and I've yanked on it. And I was like, "Oh, it's like a weird feeling inside," but it's. Fucking tight.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want.
Yeah, because I don't want to be ripping it out.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, just one day wake up and you're suddenly spurting stomach acid and peas and corn.
Yeah. But what have you learned?
I learned that my ankles are a couple of little motherfuckers because I started exercise last week. Early last week? So I live by the beach, so I walked from a Westlake Shore, which is where I live. Sorry, which is a big suburb, you won't find me. And all the way down to Grange Jetty. So that's a 4.3-ish kilometre distance. So round trip, we're looking roughly eight and a half k's. So I haven't exercised in a while, and I kind of just jumped into it. And I was okay for the first couple of days, and then my ankles started to really cane. So I thought what I'd do, my experience has been in the past in exercise. Well, with exercise is that I'll be sore, but if I just power through it, it'll be fine.
Yep.
You know, kind of using that lactic acid mentality, you know, you exercise and then your lactic acid makes your body really sore, and after a few days, you're fine. So I just thought, same dealio, but they've gotten worse and worse to the point where I had to take a few days off from my beach walk. I haven't done one this morning, so I'm hoping when Josh, the person who just called before, comes around, we might go for a walk a bit later, maybe a bit more casual, but I can even feel it now just because I came down the stairs and that seems to really trigger the Achilles heel. That's where it really hurts for.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the point where they're just aching and I've had to wrap them and elevate them. And yeah, it's really bumming out my big exercise regime. So, because I really got into it. I'm not a massive exercise person. I don't love it.
Yeah.
But I really, really got into just doing the walk because it was a good, decent walk.
Yeah.
Could feel myself, you know. Working muscles, and then just my ankles were just did not want to play.
It's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, old man ankles, unfortunately. But yeah, that's what I learned this week.
Nice.
Want to know what we're up to next? Want to get involved in our latest listener polls? Like, follow, comment, and interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Just search Ask For Pod and join the What You Ask For community. Thanks for listening. So it's October.
Yes.
Your favourite month?
It is my favourite month of the year.
Yeah, why?
Halloween,
of course. Now, Halloween's really interesting in Australia because it's never been as big as it is in America. Americans go big and large. I assume Halloween, if not originated became popular in America? I really don't know the background.
No idea.
I haven't even researched that.
Me either.
How horrible. What a lazy curator. All Hallows Eve, it's got something to do with harvesting. And
do you want me to
do
a quick little
search?
Yeah,
you know, we've got five devices, I'm sure one of us can look it up. But it's Halloween, it's October, and of course it's time to enjoy some horror-themed whatever, parties and movies and all sorts of stuff. So we're going to talk about, since we have a bit of a focus on movies on our show, is we're going to talk about our top 10 favourite horror movies. I know this is really close to your heart because you're a massive horror fan.
Yeah.
And you kind of got me into horror movies. I never was ever really keen, but I would consider myself a horror movie enthusiast now.
They're the best. Would you like me to read what it says about Halloween?
Give us a
Halloween
history lesson.
The night of 31st of October, the eve of All Saints' Day. Often celebrated by children dressing up in frightening masks and costumes, Halloween is thought to be associated with the Celtic festival Samhain? Yeah, look.
Samhain?
Sorry if I pronounced that
S-A-M-H-A-I-M. Samhain.
When ghosts and spirits were believed to be abroad. Not a history.
Is that from America, though?
Yes.
Okay. So that's probably why it's never been a big Australian thing, because a lot of our I guess, traditions and history stem from England.
Yep.
And the English, and I don't think they were big Halloween-y people either. But it's slowly, but it's been, at least in my 40 years on the earth.
Yeah.
It's getting more traction in Australia. Massive. People were trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I mean, that never really happened in my childhood. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, I went trick-or-treating as a kid.
Yeah, so, I mean, they were always foreign concepts.
Yep.
To me, because it was never really done. But now it's big. You know, people celebrate it by having parties. They might have movie nights on the weekend, which is something we're looking at doing do a movie commentary on a movie. We haven't decided which one yet, but it will be horror themed. But top 10 horror movies. This was hard for you.
So hard.
Yeah.
So I just had to go with the top 10 that came to my mind first.
Now, just before you get started, I just wanted to explain real quick, as I wait for my device to come up. Now, horror movies have genres and subgenres as well. So we have mainly gore and disturbing movies, psychological horror, killer horror, monster horror, zombies. Is its own.
They have their own.
Yeah. And under that are all the other subgenres.
Yep.
And then paranormal. So under zombies, you've got like the undead.
Yep.
And virus. They're the main ones.
Yep.
Monster, you've got vampire, werewolf, your classic mythological monsters, your giant monsters, your aliens, your animals. Killers are your killer genres, your slashers, your crime.
Yep.
Your bumpkin redneck type horrors, I guess, like I Spit on Your Grave and things like that. Psychological, so horror based around phobias and madness and paranoia. Gore and disturbing is more your torture, splatter, porn, your extreme, graphic. Did I say porn? Horror. I meant horror.
I definitely
meant horror.
Oh, hang on. I nodded because there are movies that are horror that are horror.
We're doing well.
Themed.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well, that's a different joke. And then you've got the paranormal, which is your ghosts, your haunted houses, your possessions, devils, demons, witches, supernatural. All right. So I guess as you share yours, we'll try to put them into those categories. Six genres.
Okay.
All right. So, have you got an order? Are you going from?
I'm just going.
Least to worst.
No.
Not best to bestest.
No, that's I can't.
Too hard.
It's too hard for me.
Okay.
But I have Evil Dead, the original.
Evil Dead, the original.
Yeah,
okay.
The original, not the new one, the 2005
so
one.
So what that would be, that kind
paranormal?
Of be a, yeah, it'd be paranormal mainly, but there's definitely some gore and disturbing stuff in there.
Yeah.
Probably not as extreme as something like, I don't know, Human Centipede. I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
I refuse to see that one. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah. I've got Carrie. Stephen King's Carrie.
That's
I
a good
love
one.
That movie.
So that would be supernatural paranormal as well. So
don't you think that's a bit psychological too?
I think there's some psychological
yeah.
stuff. But yeah, I think the main premise is based
yeah.
on the paranormal. Because the antagonist is, she's got a super power. Well, not super
she's
power.
Got telekinesis.
She's got a telekinesis and she. Yeah.
Yeah.
She can make things move.
Yeah, that would be cool.
See, we watched that movie together, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we only watched that fairly recently, last
mm-hmm.
year, couple of years maybe.
Yeah.
It's really good. It
is
holds
good.
Up. C.C. Spacek is fantastic.
The remakes are shit. I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, I haven't seen the remake. I love that part about the dirty pillows.
Dirty pillows.
Yeah. Which is, so the daughter lives with this mum. Who's completely controlling, very religious,
yep.
religiously zealous, and is reluctantly letting her daughter go to the formal.
Yep.
Only because the daughter has used her powers on her
yeah.
or something. And so she's on the edge. She's about to break. And she's talking about seeing her dirty pillows through her dress. And what's she say? Oh, they're not dirty pillows, Ma. Their breasts.
Their breasts.
And every woman has them. It's just classic. It's a great line.
It's a really good movie. I really love it. The book's good too.
I remember just that line. It came out of nowhere. See your dirty pillows. All right, cool. That's two.
An American Werewolf in London.
We watched that recently.
Yeah. John Landis.
Yeah, I liked it. It's not on my list.
Yeah.
I really liked it though. I remember seeing bits of it as a kid,
mm-hmm.
But it was good to watch the whole thing all the way through.
Yeah.
So that's clearly a monster movie.
I think so.
Yeah.
Then I got Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one.
The first one. Okay. Yeah, that's your...
that's what got me started.
That's like a... That's more of a killer movie. I think it's meant to be... Like, it's paranormal, but it's mainly based on a killer.
Yeah.
Paranormal killer.
I reckon. I think that's
yeah.
right.
More of a slasher. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I do like it.
Do you like, I can watch that one. I don't have much tolerance for the other ones, except number two. I really like number two.
Number two is good too.
Number two is like probably my, it's close to my favourite.
Yep.
But the other ones are shit. I can't
mm-hmm.
stand them. Really can't. Freddy versus Jason's okay.
Yeah, they're alright. They're fun horror movies to watch.
But the other ones are just so dumb.
They are really silly. They should have stopped, but you know. What can you do?
What can you do?
Then I actually have Halloween, but the Rob Zombie version, which I know heaps of people hate, but I freaking love it.
Right, yeah.
I really love it.
Which is basically, it gives a backstory to Michael
mm-hmm.
in the first half, and then it's practically a remake in the second half of the first, of the original John Carpenter movie.
Yeah.
So from what I heard, I only seen bits of it,
yeah.
and I haven't been overly impressed by the acting or anything, so I haven't sat
yeah.
down to... get through it.
I love my Rob Zombie, so I do like his movies, and
yeah.
I know people shit on his Halloween, but I really enjoyed it.
So that's definitely killer.
Yeah.
There should be a killer paranormal subgenre here. Though on this table, I forget where I got it from popcornhorror.com, there's a horror genre and subgenres table. It has got Halloween under killer. So.
Okay.
Part of the subgenre of slasher.
Yep.
Okay, what number are we up to?
We're up to six.
Six.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but the original.
Right.
Which I love me some.
It's okay.
Killing.
It's good.
Gore.
Like it is. It's a grainy film, so it's got that sort of what would you call that sort of what are they called? It's on the tip of my tongue. You know those gore movies that people make.
Yeah.
Snuff.
Yeah.
It's got that snuff film look.
I like that movie, like, because it's like that. I don't know.
It's, yeah, it's alright. It's not bad.
Wait till you get to the bottom
okay,
of
yeah,
my
no,
list.
No, it's a good one. It's worth, if you've never seen it, it's worth watching.
Yeah, definitely check out these movies.
It is disturbing.
Yes. But then I have the Friday the 13th.
Okay, yeah. First one?
Oh, see, I'm torn because I like the second one.
Yeah. So the first one
I do like, but...
It's not Jason.
Yeah.
It's Jason's mum, but it's good. Right.
It is still good,
It's good, yeah. The second one, I like the third one because it's just creepy. It's Friday the 13th 3D, and I don't know, I guess that's the 3D method of sticking everything into the lens of the camera. So you've got all these objects coming at you all the time because you would have worn those blue and red glasses and that would have gave the 3D image. I just like how it's so just bloody obvious every time they like do something that's just makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Just to stick something into the screen.
It's fun to watch.
It's good. Actually, I like it. It's an easy watch. The first three are pretty good.
Yeah. I haven't
really bothered. I've watched, there's this YouTube guy. He does small reviews on heaps of movies, including horror movies. Deca Shido? I forget what the name of his channel anyway, but I've basically watched his videos and he basically explains the whole story. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've watched the rest of of them and hated them, so yeah.
Should I continue?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Original Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever. I've never seen it.
Okay. It's an Eli Roth movie. Okay. I know a lot of people don't like him.
Yeah.
But it's gory and that's why I like it, and it has a really weird sense of humour in it. Like,
so what would that be? Would that be a killer or a...
Well, it's a virus, so...
Oh, so that would be... I don't know.
It's a virus, but...
That's not a zombie.
No, it's not a zombie virus.
It's a virus. It's
a flesh-eating virus.
Is it based in a house?
In a cabin.
So it could...
In a small town.
Loosely fall under haunted house?
House ain't haunted, though.
Yeah, but it's got creepy shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I am... What would it fall under? So gore and disturbing, maybe?
I reckon.
Would you consider it more just like extreme?
Not extreme.
It's not extreme.
It's worse than that.
Is it splattery?
Yeah. Okay. It's splattery.
Or is it more psychological? Is it like more like madness and paranormal? Or
well, it's definitely
survival.
It's survival, paranoia, psychological as well. Okay, so it's
probably psychological. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's with some gore.
Right.
That's why I like it.
Right.
Then I've actually got the movie Raw, the French movie.
I haven't seen it, yeah, but I heard it's really good.
I really enjoyed it. It's very psychological.
Right.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's about a vegetarian girl who...
Gets a taste for
human flesh and can't stop, basically.
Yeah. And she's starting to be a vet. Yeah. It's a big twist at the end. It's awesome.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Don't spoil it, because I want to see
it. I'm not going to say it.
Cool.
Then I had one in this position, like the last one, but I changed it at the last minute. I've got down House of a Thousand Corpses.
I've never seen it.
That's a Rob Zombie movie. It's my third favourite of his movies.
Okay.
Maybe fourth.
that one comes up quite often when people talk about horror movies, not just Rob Zombie movies, as a really good movie.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And,
that and House of Salem.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I can't remember exactly, but it's got the word Salem in there. It's got Sherry, his wife.
His wife's in all.
Every movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my list.
It's a good list.
It's not bad.
Okay. Well, my list is... I'm just going to get it up. The list, that is.
This is the weekend chuppy.
All right, so I decided to pick movies that also fall into different categories.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so the first one is psychological.
Yeah.
It's Seven.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
It's a classic, yeah. Can't go wrong with Seven. It's just...
It's a good movie.
What's in the box? Halloween. The original. Yeah. So that's a really good one.
That is.
Definitely recommend. So that's more of an exposure slasher.
Yeah.
I picked... My big monster movie is Cloverfield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that one.
I like that one. That's a good movie. It's a good big movie, a monster movie. I've seen King Kong and Kong Skull Island and Godzilla. We went, in the cinema, Godzilla. Yeah. We walked out before the big finale because it was so fucking boring. So that's why, yeah, It's a shame because I really wanted that movie to
I
be
know.
Good. Now, I couldn't decide. I couldn't split the difference on the fourth, so I've put them together as
okay.
a fourth, as a combo. And you'll see what I mean. Evil Dead 1 and 2.
Okay.
Just because practically, part 2 is the same movie.
I know.
It's almost, it's like a slightly, you know, tarted up remake of the first one.
They're both good.
They're both really good. I couldn't split it. Like, the first one is so good
yeah.
in its own cheap and corny way. The second one is like, if they had a bit more money, what they
yeah.
would have done. And so it's an unusual,
yep.
you know,
I understand.
Movie combo because it's pretty much a repeat.
Yes.
And it gets really different in the third one. So that's my fourth, 1 and 2. I like this one because I remember watching it as a kid and it's just fun and silly. It's House 2.
Oh my gosh.
The second story.
I forgot about that movie.
It's not the classic horror. It's
but
more...
It's good.
Yeah, it's fun little adventure horror. If you've never seen it, watch it. It's PG, so it's not gory or anything. It's just really fun. It's a good old time. You got some classic actors in there as well.
That's right.
God, what's his name?
Can't think of his name.
Shit. Yes. No, you'll notice. You'll notice some faces in there anyway. Can't remember their names. Now this one is probably pushing it for being a horror movie. It's based on a classic horror movie monster, but I've picked 1999's Brendan Fraser, The Mummy.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen
I've
it?
I've never seen it.
I saw it in the cinema in 1999 with a class.
Yeah.
On a group trip. And I didn't think much of it at the time, but then I got it on VHS and I'd watch it all the time. I'd even fall asleep to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just ingrained into my psyche now, so... And I really enjoy it. It's a fun little adventure romp.
Yeah.
They get really silly after the first one. The second one's bearable. The third one's just redonkulous. But the first one is a good time. Good fun time. So definitely watch The Mummy. Now, going more into the classics, I don't think you get much better than The Thing. John Carpenter's
yes.
The Thing. It's so fucking good. It's psychological
yeah,
as
it is.
Well as being monster and gory. It's so good. And I like how... There's controversy around the end.
Yeah.
People don't know whether the monster's dead or not.
It's a good
movie.
Trying
to find all those little visual clues. But yeah, it's a really good movie.
It is.
My number 8 is another one I couldn't split. just because I like both these movies, but for different reasons. But they're from the same franchise, and it's Alien and Aliens.
Okay.
So I love Alien because it's just a fun... monster horror.
It is.
And Aliens is just dumb, shoot 'em up fun.
Yeah, true. They're good movies, so.
Yeah. And I think they should have just left it there, forget the rest.
Yeah, they didn't need, yeah.
So, one from my childhood, Gremlins.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Gremlins, you can't go wrong. It just makes no sense, it's ridiculous.
It's awesome.
But you just go with it and you have a good time and the puppets are fantastic.
They are.
And last but not least is the most recent, and I had it... toss it up between this and another one.
Ooh.
And I thought, oh, which one have I watched the most and which one to me has the most rewatchability? And it was Yoga Hosers. Kevin Smith's teen
that is a good movie.
Horror movie. It's good fun. I really enjoy it. I've watched it, I don't know, 4 or 5 times now. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I get why people don't like it, but I love it. It was either that or Tusk, and as much as I love Tusk, it kind of disturbs me, so I can't watch it all the time.
See how good Tusk.
Especially when he's all full walrus. Now, if you don't know what I mean...
Oh, check it out.
Go watch it. I love where Kevin Smith is going with his movie making.
Oh,
I can't wait
I'm
for
excited.
This Moose Jaws.
I know. I can't wait.
I don't know why people are just stuck in the past with him. Like, yes, enjoy your Clerks, enjoy... you know, Chasing Amy and all
yeah.
that stuff. They're never going away, but this is fun. I love this new stoner Kevin Smith. So
it's great.
I'm down. So they're my top 10.
It's a good list.
Before we go on, are there any disappointing horror movies that you can think of that just never lived up to their hype? And look, there would be so many.
There's
but
a lot.
Pick a few.
I can't even... I was writing them down before and then I accidentally deleted it.
I've got one. I got one, which are two, because one is the first one and the second one. I guess it's a second one, but it's a soft reboot, and that's the Blair Witch Project.
Oh,
I clearly have a different view of life now. I don't personally believe in the paranormal or anything. But at the time when they were selling it, they were selling it as a real footage, I was like, damn. I was really into that. I thought, if you've got evidence on film, I'm going to fucking watch this. And I heard it was the scariest thing ever.
Yeah.
I watched it. It was okay. It's got nice atmosphere. It's not a horrible movie by any stretch. But it did not live up to the hype. It was not.
Yep.
It was not.
I agree.
Scary. It was more atmospheric, a little bit eerie at times, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was not scary.
No, it wasn't.
And then they did the soft reboot part two. Blair Witch 2, the Book of Shadows, but the movie just called Blair Witch.
Okay.
It's recent, fairly recent, like 2015, I think it came out.
Hmm.
So it's a slight soft reboot, slight, I guess it's a continuation of the stories.
I have seen that.
And, yeah.
It's not great either.
Wasn't impressed. It was. Yeah.
I got one.
Yep.
I was really disappointed with Paranormal Activity, the first one, all of them.
Okay.
Because I thought, everyone's like, they're so scary. Mm. And I sat there literally with just an eyebrow raised the whole time.
The first one was kind of okay.
Yeah.
But the other ones are really long and boring.
Yeah.
And nothing happens.
Yep. I was really disappointed about them.
Yeah. There was like maybe two scenes in that first one where it was kind of like, oh, interesting, when she's dragged out of bed, for example.
Yeah.
But and that's when it wasn't being done to death like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Any movies that you would consider one and done? Like, you've watched them,
I've got a lot.
But you wouldn't watch them again for whatever reason.
Okay. I'll give you my two.
Okay.
The entire trilogy of The Human Centipede.
Right.
Yes, I did that.
Yeah.
I like disturbing movies, but I was fucking disturbed.
I can't go there. That's my limit. It's where I draw the line.
You think I would have stopped at one?
Yeah.
But no.
And you told me about them, so I feel like I've not watched them, but I've got enough information to move on.
And then the other one would be Cannibal Holocaust.
The first one?
The original, like, that was fucking disturbing to me.
Yeah, and it's got a fucked up history too.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of controversy around the animal deaths and everything. Yeah.
And the director went to jail because they actually thought they killed somebody.
Yeah, they thought people would... Yeah, that's... I watched it once and I'm fine now.
I've only ever seen, like, the first 10 minutes or so. I don't know why I didn't watch the rest, but yeah, this was years and years ago. Okay.
Yeah, that's mine for now.
All right, good. Well, there's our pick on top horror movies. They could change, you know.
It changes every day for me.
Yeah. They're the ones that stand out to me, you know. Yeah. Ask me next year, I'll probably be a different 10. But a number 11 would definitely be like Freddy Krueger Part 2.
Uh-huh.
Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2. I know that gets shit on as being the worst.
Yep.
I think in a lot of ways it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you view it as like a gay allegory, it puts another twist on it. And when you think that the actual lead actor, he was homosexual at the time. And just... the way, if you have that headset and you watch it, I think it really adds to the enjoyment, because there's this guy struggling with, you know, coming to terms with his homosexuality, and that's kind of interesting.
It is.
I think it's far superior than any of the others. It's up there with the first one. I think the first one would nudge it out just a bit.
Yeah.
Just because it is the classic, and you got those. You got those death scenes, those iconic death scenes.
The
blood coming from the bed, ceiling, the chick who's dragged across the room.
Yep.
Too many iconic scenes from that movie. That's the second one, I think, is unfairly, unfairly judged. If you had an 11th, what would it be?
Candyman.
You hate bees.
I hate bees. And that movie freaks me out because of the bees.
Right.
Yeah, don't see.
That's it. I got a full-on robot chubby. Full-on chubby. Okay, so We probably won't get to talk again until close to Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you planning a movie, other than the movie commentary that we're going to do, are you planning a bit of a movie thing?
Movie fest?
Yeah, movie fest.
Always. October's like, I know there's no, like, you don't have to just watch horror movies when it's like Halloween. You can watch it all the time. All
right.
But Halloween time, October seems to be when everyone just gets really into it. And
yes.
I'll definitely be
watching. It seems to be the thing to do now. It's like, you have to do something.
Yeah.
Even if it's just watching horror movies. So, we have come up with three horror movies that you should watch on the October weekend. It's, it actually falls on a Wednesday, so
it does.
I guess the weekend before or after, I suppose.
Yeah.
Probably before.
Before.
So, the weekend before St. Hallow's Eve, three movies you recommend to the listenership.
Okay. I'm going with two of Rob Zombie movies.
Oh, no.
I'm going with 31. Because it's really gory, and I really like gory movies,
right.
And I know people shit on that too.
That's fairly recent, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't. I, look, I shouldn't. I have no right to shit on Rob Zombie. I've never seen any of his movies. So I really should sit down and watch.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna give House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
Go.
So I'll be watching that.
Okay. Good.
And then I will also be watching The Devil's Rejects.
That's the other
which
one.
Which he's doing a second part to, and I'm so excited.
Right. That could be hit and miss, though.
I know, but the first one's good.
Yeah.
I really
that's the other
that.
One that gets major props. Okay, another one I've got to put on my list.
It's so funny how mine are all really gory. Anyway.
All right, so that's two.
My third one, only because I've watched it three times, and it's literally the gore that gets me every time to make me watch it again, is The Green Inferno.
All right, okay.
Got a thing about
people, yeah, cannibals.
People, I guess.
That's another
I don't
cannibal.
Know. But I can watch that one. Whereas,
that was inspired, but it's not by Cannibal Holocaust,
yeah.
So that's like the modern version.
It's the Eli Roth version.
Eli Roth. Yeah, I see. I'm not a mad fan on his style. Not because of the gore or anything. I just
mm-hmm.
don't. I still find him a bit amateurish.
Yeah.
And his actors aren't always the greatest.
Oh, definitely.
But I didn't mind Knock Knock. I didn't mind it.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. That movie and Green Inferno came out in the same year because there was some controversy with The Green Inferno, which held it back.
Yep.
So they almost pretty much came out at the same time. Green Inferno, I'm not interested in. But not right. It was all right.
That was
all right. Keanu Reeves.
Mm, that was all right.
It was right.
Mm.
You
got three?
Yeah, I got three. I'm going classic.
Ooh.
And one I haven't seen for a long time, but is like the go-to horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's The Exorcist.
Yes. That's classic.
That is a classic. Forget the other one. Or forget part two, because that's a pile of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Part three is meant to be good, because it's got... Past, present, future tenses. Come on. Three I haven't seen, but it has the original actors from the first one.
Yep.
And it's at the true second continuation of the movie. The second movie was just like this abomination that
yeah.
the studio wanted to make, and it was not good. But the third one is meant to be the true second continuation
like,
of the of the book, because it's based on a book.
Yep.
If you're William Beatty something. And there is a second book. I forget what it's called. Prophecy or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway. So, the second one has to be Halloween.
Of course.
The original, not the Rob Zombie, sorry. We're going John Carpenter.
It's a good one.
Classic, fantastic movie.
Yeah.
It starts off slow, it's got atmosphere, it's a little eerie at times, and then it builds up. And it's great.
Definitely.
Love it. Yeah, it's up there. I like part two. As a continuation, because part two actually continues on with the night, but you do watch part two thinking, wow, this fucking night's really long. So much is packed into this one night. It's not directed by John Carpenter, and you do feel that. So that first one is a classic, and I would have to go, just for a bit of fun, A Nightmare on Elm Street, part one or two.
Sweet.
I'd probably steer towards a part two if I was by myself. Yep. Maybe if I was with someone or people who hadn't watched the franchise, I'll definitely start with one part one.
Yep.
But either, fantastic.
Definitely.
Now, we've done a movie commentaries on Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one, so yep. You can listen to that. I think we did a drinking game for that one.
You did.
I did a drinking game. For that I think one. That was with the wine. Yes, with
I
the
think
wine.
That was the wine.
Yeah. And have we done any? Oh, we've done a nightmare. I'm surprised you didn't mention this one. A Nightmare for Christmas.
Because I don't classify it as horror.
Don't you?
I kind
of
do.
It's
kind
of.
Don't.
It's loose.
Yeah.
Loose horror.
Loosely.
No, it's good fun. Yeah. And we've got a movie commentary on that too.
We
if
do.
You want to listen to that. I don't know if we've got any other horror-ish.
Is The Crow horror-ish?
No, not really.
See, I don't think so either.
No.
Yeah.
I suppose it depends on your tolerance.
Yeah.
But there will definitely be another horror movie commentary coming up in the next few weeks. We'll let you know. We might even do a poll.
Yeah.
And get you to choose out of two or three.
Good idea.
So you and me will have a little, maybe even pick from our top threes.
Yeah, just do
and
that.
And let the audience, the Q-sters, the community decide.
Yes.
What one we do a commentary on. Okay. Yeah. Last bit.
Got a question? Got a comment? Want to interact and help shape our shows? Then email us. askforpod@hotmail.com. That's askedforpod@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening.
And that takes us to the end of our 12th weekend, Chubby. As always, we end every episode with a playlist. And of course, the playlist theme is...
Halloween.
Halloween.
Shit.
It's Halloween.
Ruined
now,
that.
I haven't made my list yet.
I have.
So Danielle is going to share her...
I was so excited.
Top five of her top 10.
Yep.
So your top 10 will be available on your social
Relish.
Media on Relish
Me Now.
Relish Me Now.
You
can find you on Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter.
And I will come up with a top 10
yep.
by the end of the day, and that will be up on the What You Ask For social media, and that will have a link to Daniela's Relish Me Now stuff, so
yes.
If you want to see the rest of Daniela's list, just go there.
That's right.
All right, what have we got?
I don't have the music.
No.
My phone's
yeah.
a bit
We're
shit at
a bit
the moment.
With the music side of things, but that's all right.
But I'll just
I think you should just listen to the songs.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think we put together some good lists. I think the
sometimes.
Lists get better.
Mine are a bit dodgy sometimes.
I try to be a little left to centre, but I don't always
yeah.
get there. Hang on, that's paused. Okay, now what's happening? All right, no, just watching the recording and. Okay, so we'll just keep
okay.
going.
Okay.
All right, what have you got?
Okay, my number one Halloween songy.
This is Halloween. This
by Marilyn Manson.
Halloween. Yeah, it's a good one.
That I never knew about till like what a few months ago when you played it.
Oh, when we did the movie commentary.
Yeah, and you're like, this is. The, I'm like,
wow. Yeah, it's good.
It's a good
it's
one.
Really good.
I'm in love with it. It's my top.
I really like Marilyn Manson's cover songs. Like
yeah.
he's done Highway to Hell. He's done Golden Years.
Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, he's done Sweet Dreams. He's done so many, and he does such a good job.
Really well.
Yeah, and he does an awesome job with this
mm-hmm.
as well. Definitely listen, and it's short.
Yeah, and the film clip's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, number two is All Hallows Eve by Type A Negative. Number three is Don't Turn Your Back on Fear, the 69 Eyes.
69 Eyes, I haven't heard them for a while.
Yeah, I know.
You introduced me to 69 Eyes, and they're really good. If you like your heavy,
I've
really
recently
heavy rock,
been playing
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I have Pet Sematary by The Ramones.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's good. Listen to it.
Oh, I'll have a listen.
And my number five is Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie.
Living Dead Girl.
Yep.
I don't know. Give us the rest.
Oh, you want the rest
yeah,
now?
Yeah, give us the rest.
All right,
I'm curious. I want to see it. recognise two of those five.
Okay. Then I have number six is Werewolf by Fiona Apple.
Okay. That's an interesting
choice. I do like that song, and it reminds me of Halloween.
I used to love Fiona Apple.
Me too.
And then I used to have that, I think the album Criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. No, it's not called Criminal. The song's called Criminal.
The song's Criminal, yeah.
I forget what the album is. I remember I used to love that song, and I listened to it recently. I'm like, ooh.
Not good now?
Oh, it doesn't aged well for me. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But I do like that song.
Yeah.
The Werewolf song, so. My number seven is Halloween by The Misfits.
Okay.
That's good. I like that one.
Right.
I listened to it the other day, actually. Then I have number eight is Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yes.
How can you, can't go past that.
That's a classic.
Number nine is Don't Fear the Reaper. Did I say, what did I just say?
Reaper.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you said Reaper.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure what I said.
Yeah, you should fear the other one.
Yeah, I think so. And then I've got Halloween in Heaven by Typo Negative is 10.
Alright, a couple of Typo Negatives.
I know, I can't help it.
You could just listen to Typo Negative everything on
you
Halloween.
Could.
And you'd feel like it's Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know who they are, definitely listen to them. They're fantastic.
Do it.
And like I said, I don't have my list up yet. I'll make one up and post it up very shortly. But that's it. That's a chubby done. Did you want to rate anything out of chubbies? You like doing that.
Okay. Halloween and October, 5 chubbies.
Definitely 5 chubbies.
Yeah.
5 chubbies if you're going out and doing stuff. Not going out necessarily, going out, but if you're going out your way to do something, I think it's definitely... If you just sit back and let it go by, then it's no chubbies. But but you're planning on...
You're going trick-or-treating.
You're going trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
So you're going to dress up and...
You're not as a clown, but I am going trick-or-treating.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. I have no plans yet, so... Maybe I should do something. I don't know.
Hmm.
I'll let you know. Okay, well, I forgot how to sign off this show. It's been on.
Will weekend be chubby?
Oh, yes. And May, your weekend be chubby. I've been your curator, CM Morrison. Do follow us on social media. You would have heard the ads throughout the episode or at the end, wherever I decided to put these. But we're everywhere. Follow us, like us, interact with us, email us, and and we'll probably respond, maybe, reply. Look out for that poll as well for
the poll.
Movie commentary. And this has been, as always, with me,
Daniela.
And that's it. Oh, this is where I say, may your weekend be chubby. I did it a bit too early. Oh, there you go. And we're done. Oh, look, and it was going to be a short episode. It is slightly short, but...
A little bit.
But fuck it. All right, well, have a good week. Have a good weekend. And we'll see you next time. Bye. The What You Asked For show is our Q&A show, where we ponder some of life's more random conundrums. So join me, your curator, and our regular co-host Daniela every second Saturday. Thank you for listening. Want to watch a movie but not alone? Then listen to our What You Asked For movie commentaries, where we give our take on some of the most popular movies out there. And we also like to play some movie games, so you can join in on the fun with us. Thanks for listening. What You Asked For Extra is our interview show, where we talk to somebody and share their story with you. We believe everyone has a story to share. And if you'd like to share yours, email us at askedforpod@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a What You Asked For podcast, part of the Asked For universe. Thanks for listening.